Captain's log, stardate 5730.2. The planet Arianus is vital as a transfer point on regular space commercial lanes. It has been attacked by a bacterial invasion which threatens to render it lifeless unless checked. Our mission? To decontaminate it. Mr. Chekhov, an estimated time of arrival for Arianus?
At present speed, our ETA is 3 hours, 4 minutes, sir.
Colonel Uhura, advise the planet's Ministry of Health that we'll begin decontamination procedures immediately upon locking into orbit.
Aye, aye, sir.
Scotty, will that present any problems for you?
None, sir. All tanks are being positioned.
Captain, sensors indicate a space vehicle of some sort ahead.
Is it within visual range?
Coming into range now, sir. It's following a very erratic course.
What is on the screen? Extreme magnification.
I think that may be a Starfleet shuttlecraft, sir.
That is exactly what it is, Mr. Chekhov.
It looks like the one reporter stole them from Starbase 4 2 weeks ago.
Lieutenant Uhura, try to contact them on command frequency 2.
Aye, Captain. No response, sir.
Try all frequencies.
Aye, sir. Hailing on all frequencies.
Captain, there is one living creature aboard. Humanoid. He is either injured or ill. Craft shows internal atmospheric leakage. The creature may be suffocating.
Lieutenant Sulu, activate tractor beams.
Tractor beams activated. We have it, sir.
Prepare to bring it aboard the hangar deck.
Aye, sir.
Lieutenant Uhura, send a security team to the pressure doors in the hangar deck.
Aye, sir.
Mr. Spock, come with me. Scotty?
Hangar doors open and clear for entrance of shuttlecraft. Shuttlecraft approaching hangar deck.
Bridge to Captain Kirk.
Kirk here.
Hangar doors are closed and hangar deck is pressurizing.
Acknowledged. We'll enter as soon as the door is open. Go on my command.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
This pigmentation is the natural condition of this individual.
That's what I've recorded, Mr. Spock.
Do we have any knowledge of a planet that could have produced such a race of beings?
Negative, Captain.
Bones, what do you make of it?
Well, I can't give you any specific circumstance that will explain him.
And judging by looking at him, we know at the very least he is the result of a very dramatic conflict. Spock?
There's no theory, Captain, from the basic work of Mandel to the most recent nucleotide studies which would explain our captive. All gradations of color, from black to brown to yellow to white, are genetically predictable. We must therefore conclude that this alien is that often unaccountable rarity, a mutation, one of a kind.
Yes, I would agree. That's the case here.
Your prognosis, Doctor?
Well, I can't give you one, Jim. I've never worked on anyone like him or anything like him.
Yet you are pumping him full of your noxious potions as if he were a human.
When in doubt, the book prevails, Mr. Spock. I've run tests. Blood is blood, even when it's green like yours. The organs are there. They're rearranged to a degree, plus a few I've never seen before. Now, I've enriched the oxygen content of his blood and pumped in a strong stimulant. And I must say, his recuperative powers appear to be excellent.
With your permission, Captain, I shall do some further research and join you on the bridge.
He's coming around, Doctor.
Well, touch and go there for a minute, but you're out of danger now.
You're aboard the Starship Enterprise.
I've heard of it. It's in the United Fleet of Planets.
Federation. So is the shuttlecraft that you were flying in.
It was?
Don't you usually know whose property you've stolen?
I am not a thief.
Well, certainly no ordinary thief, considering what it is you appropriated.
You're being very loose with your accusations and drawing conclusions without any facts.
Well, I do know that you made off with a ship that didn't belong to you.
I do not make off with things. My need gave me the right to use the ship. Mark the word, sir. The use of it.
You can try those technical evasions on Starfleet Command. That's where you'll be facing your charges.
I'm grateful for your rescue.
Don't mention it. We're pleased to have caught you. Who are you?
My name is Lokai.
Go on.
From the planet Charon.
That's in the southernmost part of the galaxy. In an uncharted quarter. What are you doing so far from home? You understand that when we complete our mission, we'll take you to Starbase, where you'll face a very serious charge.
The charge is trifling. I would have returned the ship as soon as I...
What were you going to do?
You monotone humans are all alike. First you condemn and then attack. I will answer no more questions.
Well, however we view him, Captain, he's certainly no ordinary specimen. Well, look, I don't know what's normal for you exactly, but if I had your readings, I would be the most incredible physical specimen of all time.
We've never encountered a being like you. I'd like to know more about you and your planet.
I'm very tired.
And very evasive, or at least not fully responsive. Now then.
I insist. I'm extremely tired. Made so by your vindictive cross-examinations. I will answer no more questions.
Lieutenant Uhura.
Lieutenant Uhura here.
Notify Starbase 4 that we've recovered its shuttlecraft and it will be returned along with its user as soon as we've completed our mission at Arianus.
Aye, sir.
Oh, Bones, if you're satisfied that the mutation theory is applicable, I'll make a note of it in my report.
Unless we get more information from him, that'll have to serve.
Kirk here.
Captain, contact with alien ship, sir.
I'll be right there. Notify Mr. Spock. Put the ship on the viewing screen, Mr. Sulu. Magnification. Still nothing, Mr. Chekhov.
I verify, sir. It's out there.
Maximum magnification. I draw a blank, Mr. Spock. Your response?
Negative, Captain.
No malfunction, sir. The reading persists.
What is it?
There is a vessel out there, Captain.
Could it be a Romulan ship using their cloaking device?
Negative. This would not be a Romulan vessel. It is totally alien in configuration. Motive power unknown. Small size of the craft indicates a rapid scout vessel. One or two-man crew.
Emergency condition.
Captain, I've tried all hailing frequencies. Negative, sir.
Weaponry on the vessel, Spy?
Nothing identifiable. The craft appears to be built for speed rather than combat.
Something out there can't be seen. Explanation?
None. Completely elusive. In fact, it's invisible.
Invisible. Malfunction?
There is no sense or failure. The readings persist.
It's headed straight for us.
Evasive action.
It shifts with us, sir, and we're pushing to the limit.
Reflector shields activated, Mr. Sulu. Automatic, sir.
We're on collision course.
It's out of control or a suicide mission. I'm on it for collision. Red alert.
Brace yourself for collision. Brace yourself.
Out, Mr. Spock?
It just disintegrated. Fascinating.
What is it now?
It is gone now, Captain, but it seems to have deposited an alien presence.
Where?
Right here, Captain.
Sharon, no doubt.
Forgive my unorthodox arrival.
Your mode of travel was also unorthodox, secure from red alert. What happened to your vehicle?
It served me long and durably. Unfortunately, the strain of arduous pursuit has exceeded even its advanced qualities. I was just able to complete this trip and disembark in time, or I would have disintegrated in space with it.
A most unique craft. Pity it couldn't be salvaged for our study.
Yes, it was sheathed in special materials that rendered it invisible.
What brings you to us?
You bear precious cargo, Loci. He has taken refuge aboard this ship. I am here to claim it.
All personnel aboard this vessel are subject to my command. No one claims anyone without due process.
My apologies, Captain. I overstepped my powers. Claim is undoubtedly an unfortunate word.
What is your authorization? From what source?
I am Chief Officer of the Commission on Political Traitors. Loci was tried and convicted of treason, but had escaped. May I see him, please?
He's in sickbay. Remember, since you're aboard the Enterprise, you're bound by its regulations.
With your permission, Captain.
Mr. Spock?
Well, Mokai, it's a pleasure to see you again. This time, I'm sure our joining will be of a more permanent nature. Captain, you are to be congratulated. Never before has Loci been rendered so quiescent.
I will not return to Charon with him, to a land of murdering oppressors.
I told you where you were going. I allowed your fellow countrymen here simply as a courtesy.
And you see how this killer repays you, as he repays all his benefactors.
Benefactors? He's a liar. He raided our homes, tore us from our families, herded us together like cattle, and then sold us as slaves.
They were savages, Captain. We took them into our hearts, our homes. We educated them.
Yes. Just education enough to serve the master race.
You were the product of our love. You repaid us with murder.
Why should a slave show mercy to the enslaver?
Slaves? That was changed thousands of years ago. You were freed.
Freed? Were we free to be men? Free to be husbands and fathers? Free to live our lives in equality and dignity?
Yes, you were free if you knew how to use your freedom. You were free enough to slaughter and to burn all the things that had been built.
I tried to break the chains of 100 million people. My only crime is that I failed. To that, I do plead guilty.
There is an order in things. He asks for utopia in a day. It can't be done.
Not in a day. And not in 10 times 10,000 years by your thinking. To you, we are a loathsome breed who will never be ready. Genocide for my people is the plan for your utopia.
Oh, insane, filthy little plotter of ruin. You vicious subverter of every decent thought. Oh, you're coming back to pay for your crimes.
I know you and all those with whom you're plotting to take power permanently. When I return to Sharon, you will understand what power is. I will have armies of followers.
It is now very clear that you know each other extremely well, gentlemen. The only service the ship can offer is to bring you together. It is not a battlefield.
Captain, I led revolutionaries, not criminals. I demand political asylum. This ship is a sanctuary.
I'll tell you once more. For you, this ship is a prison.
Captain, it is imperative that you return Lokai to Sharon for judgment.
Commissioner Sharon is not a member of the Federation. No treaties have ever been signed. Your demand for possession of this prisoner cannot be honored. There are no extradition procedures to allow it. Is that clear, Commissioner Beale?
Captain, I hope you will be sensible.
How do you mean?
Cooperation?
I cannot take sides.
Since I am without a vessel to return to Sharon, I insist that you take us there immediately.
Impossible. I have a mission to accomplish. There's a planet to be decontaminated. Millions of lives are at stake. Once that has been completed, I'll return to Starbase 4 and turn you both over to the authorities. You can make your case to them.
I'm sorry, Captain. That will not be satisfactory. Not at all satisfactory.
Commissioner, as a visiting dignitary from a far planet, I offer you every hospitality aboard this ship. Choose any other course.
You're the captain.
Yes, I am. I think we can consider your problem settled. At least for the present. I have ordered guest quarters for you on deck 6. And I suggest you get a great deal of rest, especially your vocal cords. It seems you'll have a double opportunity to practice your oratory on Starbase 4.
Check off to Captain Kirk. Check off to Captain Kirk. Urgent.
Kirk here.
Captain, we're off course.
Well, get back on course.
That's just it, sir. The ship's taken a new heading off by itself.
I'll be right there.
No, sir. The ship is unresponsive. We're moving away from Marianas.
Explanation, Mr. Spark?
Elusive, Captain. I am investigating.
I can't understand it. I simply have no control.
Kirk to engineering.
Spark here.
Scotty, we're suddenly off course. Check out maneuvering controls.
Aye, sir. Hold.
Captain? No malfunction indicated.
Switch to auxiliary.
Aye, sir. Out.
Engineer Bridge.
Kirk here.
On auxiliary, sir.
Stand by for check. Scotty, we're still off course.
I'll be right up.
Speed, Mr. Chekhov.
We're moving at warp 8.
And new course?
403 Mark 7. Straight for the cul-de-sac if there is no let-up.
Lieutenant Uhura, put the ship on red alert. All hands, this is the captain. The ship is on red alert.
The ship is on red alert. There has been an unidentified malfunction in the ship's directional control. Repeat, the ship is off course and out of our control.
Are you heading, Mr. Chekhov?
403 Mark 7.
Spot.
Confirm, Captain. Holding pattern. Coordinates now indicate we are charting course to... Captain, Charon lies between 403 Mark 7 and Mark 9.
We're on the way to Charon. Captain, this ship is now under my direction. For 50,000 of your terrestrial years, I have been pursuing loci through the galaxy. I have not traveled this far, this long, only to give him up now. This ship goes where my will drives it.
Captain, we are now at warp 10 and the speed is increasing.
Captain, course is now clearly straight for Charon, despite all efforts to direct us to Arianus.
I will not return to Charon. Captain, you must guarantee me sanctuary.
He cannot help you now. You are lost, Loki. You're on the way to judgment and to final punishment.
Stop it.
Not this time, you evil mound of filth. Not this time.
My cause is just. You must help me. All of you must help me.
Oh, the old cry, pity me, pity me. Everywhere he's gone, he's been helped to escape. On every planet, he has found fools who bleed for him and shed tears for the oppressed one. But there is no escape for you on this ship. This is your last sanctuary.
Kill him. Kill him! You're two of a kind.
And we are both going to Charon. You cannot change the course of this ship any more than you can change me. This ship goes where I want it to go.
Security, put them both in the brig. Lasers, on stun.
Fire.
Phasers are ineffective against our shields. You are helpless, Captain.
What a fool I am. Expecting help from someone like you.
This ship is going to Arianus.
No, this ship is going to Charon. I will let nothing interfere.
We are going to Arianus. The lives of a billion people make no other choice possible.
You are being obtuse, Captain. I am permitting no choice. My will now controls this, and nothing can break it.
Bill. I am captain of the ship, and it will follow whatever course I set for it, or I will order its destruction.
Bluffing.
I will destroy it.
You can no more destroy this ship than I can change color.
Lieutenant Uhura, tie in the bridge to the master computer.
Aye, sir.
Computer. Destruct sequence. Are you ready to copy?
Working.
Prepare to verify destruct sequence code 1. Computer. This is Captain James Kirk of the USS Enterprise.
destruct sequence 1, code 1, 1A.
Voice and code 1, 1A, verified and correct. Sequence 1 complete.
Mr. Spock?
This is Commander Spock, science officer. Destruct sequence number 2, code 1, 1A, 2B.
Voice and code verified and correct. Sequence 2 complete.
Mr. Scott?
This is Lieutenant Commander Scott, Chief Engineering Officer of the USS Enterprise. Destruct sequence number 3, code 1B2B3.
Voice and code 1B2B3, verified and correct. Destruct sequence completed and engaged. Awaiting final code for 30 second countdown.
Ship returned to the course set for it by my orders?
Negative, Captain. We are still headed directly for Charon.
Destruct sequence engaged. Awaiting final code for 30-second countdown.
Computer, this is Captain James Kirk of the USS Enterprise. Begin 30-second countdown. Code 000. Destruct 0. The computer from fulfilling its destruct orders.
15 seconds.
You can use your will to drag this ship to Charon, but I command the computer. Mine is the final command.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Angry!
Computer. This is Captain James Kirk of the USS Enterprise. Code 123, continuity. Abort destruct order. Repeat. Code 123. Continuity. Abort destruct order.
Destruct order aborted. Destruct order aborted.
Mr. Spock, is this ship headed for Arianus?
Negative, Captain. The Enterprise is now moving in a circular course.
And at warp 10, we're going nowhere mighty fast.
I warned you of his treachery. Kill him!
We're waiting for you to fulfill your commitment, Commissioner.
Captain, I am happy to have you complete your mission of mercy to the planet Arianus. It was madness to interfere with such a worthwhile endeavor, but if you will, upon completion, please take me and my traitorous captive to Charon.
I make no deals for control of this ship, sir.
Ship's course is now in your control.
Ship's course.
Enterprise is now on course to Arianus, Captain.
speed, Scotty?
Warp 6 and smoothly operating, sir.
Lieutenant Uhura, Castle Redler.
Aye, sir.
Let me reaffirm my position, gentlemen. I could put you in the brig for what you've done, but I won't do it. Because you're new to this part of the galaxy, which is governed by the United Federation of Planets. We live in peace, with full exercise of individual rights. The need to resort to violence and force has long since passed, and it will not be tolerated aboard this ship. You are free to move about the ship. I hope that you'll take the opportunity to know more about the Federation through its best representatives, my crew. But let me make it clear. I will stand for no interference with the function of this ship. All hands, return to normal routine. Captain up.
You speak very well, Captain. Your words promise justice for all.
We try, sir.
Yes, well, I have learned to wait for actions. After Arianus, what is justice? I shall wait to see it dispensed.
Fascinating. Two irrevocably hostile humanoids.
Disgusting is what I call them.
That description is not scientifically accurate.
Mr. Spock, the word disgusting describes exactly what I feel about those two.
That's enough for today. Those two are beginning to affect you.
And I know from my actions, you must all think me a volcanic hothead. Erupting lava from my nostrils at danger signals that are only figments of my imagination. But believe me, my friends, there can be no moment when I can have my guard down where such as Veal is present. So what happens? I act the madman out of the anger and frustration he forces upon me, and thereby prove his point that I am a madman.
No one knows how he'll react under pressure, Lokai.
After all, we are only human. Therein lies my lack of ability to alert you and your captain to the real threat of someone like Beale. You see, you are from the planet Earth. There is no persecution on your planet. How can you understand my fear, my apprehension, my degradation, my suffering?
There was persecution on Earth once. I remember reading about it in my history class.
Yes, but it happened way back in the 20th century. There's no such primitive thinking today.
You have read about it in history, you see. How can I make your flesh know how it feels to see all those who are like me? And only because they are despised, slaughtered, and even worse, denied the simplest bit of decency that is a living being's right. Do you know what it would be like to be dragged out of your hovel into a war on another planet? A battle that will serve your oppressor and bring death to you and your brothers.
Matter into the hands of your Starfleet command is, of course, the proper procedure. How long will it be before we hear from them, Captain? I expect the answer is already on its way.
Well, then let us drink to their wise solution to our problem.
Let's do. Commissioner, Starfleet command may not arrive at the solution you anticipate. There is the matter of the shuttlecraft, which Lokai appropriated. The interrogation of that matter may be of paramount importance to Starfleet.
Gentlemen, we are discussing a question of degree. Surely, stealing a shuttlecraft cannot be equated with the importance of murdering thousands of people.
We do not know that Lokai has done that.
One thing we are agreed on is that Lokai is a criminal.
No, Commissioner, the one thing we're agreed upon is that Lokai took a shuttlecraft.
Excuse me.
Lieutenant Uhura to Captain Kirk.
Kirk here.
I have a communication from Starfleet Command, sir.
Yes, read it.
Starfleet Command extends greetings to Commissioner Beale of the planet Charon. His urgent request to be transported to his planet with the man he claims prisoner has been taken under consideration. It is with great regret that we cannot honor that request. Intergalactic treaty clearly specifies that no being can be extradited without due process. In view of the circumstances, we have no doubt that after a hearing at Starbase, Commissioner Beale will be permitted to retain his prisoner and will be provided transportation.
That's enough, thank you.
As always, Lokai has managed to gain allies.
Now, wait a minute, Commissioner.
Even if they don't recognize themselves as being such. Yes, he will evade, delay, and escape again, and in the process put thousands of innocent beings at each other's throats, getting them to kill and maim for a cause which they have no stake in, but which he will force them to violently espouse by twisting their minds with his lies, his loathsome accusations, and his foul threats.
I can assure you, Commissioner, that our minds will not be twisted, not by Lokai, nor by you.
It is obvious to the most simple-minded that Lokai is of an inferior breed.
The obvious visual evidence, Commissioner, is that he is of the same breed as yourself.
Are you blind, Commander Spock? Look at me. Look at me.
You're black on one side and white on the other.
I am black on the right side.
Fail to see the significant difference.
Lokai is white on the right side. All of his people are white on the right side.
Commissioner, perhaps the experience of my own planet Vulcan may set an example of some value to you. Vulcan was in danger of being destroyed by the same conditions and characteristics which threatened to destroy Charon. We were once a people like yourselves, wildly emotional, often committed to irrationally opposing points of view, leading, of course, to death and destruction. Only the discipline of logic saved my planet from extinction.
Commander Spock, I am delighted that Vulcan was saved, but you cannot expect Lokai and people like him to act with self-discipline any more than you can expect the planet to stop orbiting its sun.
Let Lokai state his grievances. Hear him. Listen to him. Maybe he can change. Maybe he wants to change.
He cannot change.
Change is the essential process of all existence. For instance, the people of Charon must have once been monocolored.
You mean like both of you?
There must have been a time, long ago, no doubt, when that was true. Excuse me. Perkiev?
We're orbiting Ariana, sir.
Very good. Commence decontamination procedures when ready. Advise when complete.
At once, sir. Scott, note.
I once heard that on some of your planets, people believe they are descended from apes.
The actual theory is that all life forms evolved from the lower levels to the more advanced stages.
Ready for decontamination procedure.
Ready, sir?
Ready here.
Ready, Mr. Scott.
Mr. Sulu, lock into coordinates requested by Arianus.
Locked in, sir.
Mr. Chekhov, position tanks for spray release.
Tanks position.
Lieutenant Uhura, advise Arianus the mission is to begin on signal. All ground precautions must be ready.
Arianus says, go ahead.
Well, let her rip. Squad to Captain Kirk. First run complete, sir.
Good. Repeat procedure for maximum effect.
Aye, sir. Ready to repeat decontamination procedure.
Ready, sir.
Mr. Sulu.
Ready here.
Completing the final orbit of Ariana, sir. I'm awaiting instructions to set course for the next destination.
Very good. We'll be right up.
Set directional controls for Starbase 4.
Kirk out.
Will you join us on the bridge?
There is nothing I would like more.
Captain's log, stardate 5730.7. Having completed our mission to Arianus, the Enterprise is now on course to Starbase 4. The crew is on normal routine, and we are proceeding without incident.
Trouble, Mr. Chekhov?
I don't rightly know, Mr. Spock. I was trying to program for Starbase 4 as ordered. I can't get a response.
It just seemed to go dead, sir.
Captain, some of the memory banks of the computer have burned out.
Can you determine which one?
The directional control and the self-destruct, Captain, are both burnt out. I did it like this.
Sabotage, Commissioner Beale has burned out our destruct mechanism and through the power of his will has again taken over directional control of the Enterprise.
Now can we go to Chiron without any more discussion?
At the moment, I seem to have no choice.
So this is justice, Dr. Arianus. You have signed my death warrant. I warn you what to expect. Will you continue to let this mockery of justice go on? If you are partisans of justice, prove it. Kill him.
We are not killers.
What do you do, carry justice on your tongues? You will beg for it, but you won't fight or die for it.
After so many years of leading the fight, you seem very much alive.
I doubt that the same can be said for many of his followers.
You're finished, Lokai. Or we've got your kind penned in on Chiron into little districts, and it's not going to change. You've combed the galaxy and come up with nothing but monocolored trash, do-gooders, and bleeding hearts. You're dead, you half-white.
Useless pieces of bland flesh. I'll take you with me, you half-white.
Deal. This up and you'll never get to Chiron with your prisoner. The bridge of the ship will be irreparably damaged. This will be your final battlefield. Your 50,000 years of pursuit will have been wasted. And you, Lokai, will die here in space. You'll inspire no more disciples. Your cause will be ended.
Remember, Captain, political sanctuary is my right. I am your prisoner. Honor that right, or the fight will go on and your ship will burn up.
You've made your point.
If you listen to his legalistic trickery, I shall have to destroy this ship and everybody aboard.
I understand. Will you return the Enterprise to my control? Scotty, have repairs on directional control been completed?
Aye, sir. Rerouted.
Check controls and coordinates.
Controls operating, Captain. The Enterprise is responding as always. Captain, it's beautiful.
Locking onto coordinates.
Captain, we are within scanning range of Chiron.
Is it within visual range?
Coming within visual range now, Captain.
Check out. Put it on the screen. Extreme magnification. What are you picking up?
Several very large cities, uninhabited. Extensive traffic systems, barren of traffic. Lower animals and vegetation encroaching on the cities. No sapient life forms registering at all, Captain.
There is no evidence of natural disaster, yet there are vast numbers of unburied corpses in all cities.
The people are dead.
All dead, Captain. They have annihilated each other. Totally.
My people.
All dead?
Yes, Commissioner. All of them.
No one alive?
None at all, sir.
Your band of murderers to death! Final maniac!
Stop it! What's the matter with you two? You hear Spock? The planet is dead. There's nobody alive on Sharon because of hate. The cause you fought about no longer exists. Give yourselves time to breathe. Give up your hate. You're welcome to live with us. Listen to me. You both must end up dead if you don't stop hating.
You're an idealistic dreamer.
Chase is finished.
He must not escape me.
Where can he go?
Beale.
Shall I alert security, sir?
No, Lieutenant. Where can they run?
Captain, I have located them on ship sensors. Beale is chasing Loci on deck 3. Beale is passing recreation room 3. Approaching the crewman's lounge. Loci is running past the crewman's lounge. Loci has just arrived on deck 5. Recreation room 3.
Captain, someone has activated the transporter mechanism.
Spock, anyone in the transporter room?
Negative, Captain. Transporter room is clear. However, there is a life form materializing on the planet. It is Loci. He's back on Sharon.
There's nobody there to try him. His judges are all dead.
Captain, the transporter mechanism has been activated again.
Of course.
It is Beale, Captain. Another life form has appeared on Sharon.
It doesn't make any sense.
To expect sense from two mentalities of such extreme viewpoints is not logical.
The planet's dead. Does it matter now which one's right?
Not to Loci and Beale. All that matters to them is their hate.
Do you suppose that's all they ever had, sir?
No. But that's all they have left. Warp factor 2, Mr. Sulu.
Set course for Starbase 4.